Al-Bayan Radio presents Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series, Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. Today we have reached the 21st of Ramadan, and our topic is Sadaqah, or charity. My dear brothers and sisters, how beautiful it is that charity is a prophetic sunnah. And giving charity is a noble feeling. And any society which has charitable individuals is happy and is a society in which the rich feels for the poor and those in need feel secure due to the presence of generous people in their society. As such, my dear brothers and sisters, love and peace spreads and crimes and conflict lessen. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu an, he narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was never asked anything for the sake of Islam except that he gave. There came to him a person and he gave him a large flock, meaning of sheep and goats. And he went back to his people and said, Ay qawm, aslimu, fa wallahi inna muhammadan la yu'ti ata'an ma yakhafu al-faqr. O people, embrace Islam. By Allah, Muhammad donates so much or gives in charity so much as if he has no fear of want. And this hadith is found in Sahih Muslim. My dear brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was especially charitable at specific times, such as Ramadan. Abdullah ibn Abbas, he narrated that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most generous of all people, and he used to reach the peak of his generosity in the month of Ramadan when Jibril met him. Jibril used to meet him every night of Ramadan to teach him the Quran. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most generous person, even more generous than the strong, uncontrollable wind. And this hadith is found in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. My dear brothers and sisters, we must train ourselves to practice this sunnah and give charity regularly and continuously, even if only a little. And ask ourselves every night what we gave that day. And if a day passes us without giving something, to give its double the next day. And not be embarrassed, even if we have a little. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace what we give. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says,
وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ.
And you do not spend in the least except he replaces it. And finally, my dear brothers and sisters, we remind you and leave you with the saying of Allah,
وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا.
And if you obey him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you shall be rightly guided. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.